Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, there's a lot to talk about.
Yes.
In a short amount of time, what is our contact info?
We have an Instagram. It's The Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
All right. So we didn't podcast last week.
We did not.
Because it was Thanksgiving and we were off on that Wednesday.
Yes. And I was in Mexico.
Yes,
so
you were in Mexico.
Even if it wasn't Thanksgiving, we wouldn't have been here anyway.
Sorry. Right. So did you have a good time in Mexico?
Awesome time. Sunshine, pool, beach, drank
alcohol.
Too much,
yeah.
Ate too much. We could get food at any time we wanted, and holy moly, we ate a lot.
Would you go again?
Hell yeah.
Woo!
100%. Yeah, for sure.
Have to plan a girls trip, but where we can do separate things sometimes.
Yeah, I dragged my boyfriend, my boyfriend agreed so I stayed in San Jose del Cabo, and mm-hmm. I convinced him to go to Cabo San Lucas, which is like 25 minutes Uber ride. Mm-hmm. And it's like kind of like, I call it the Vegas. It's like spring break. It's where everyone goes to get right. wild and crazy. And I convinced him one night to go there. And to go to all the clubs. And it got wild. I got wild. He got wild. And so after that, I did whatever he wanted to do, which was pretty much mainly stay at the resort.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's relax.
Yeah, that's what he wanted to do. And so I was shocked that he agreed to go to the clubs. But
he knows how to get after it, though.
He does. Yeah. And I will say, like, we did it within like the hotel, and we actually made a lot of friends from the mm-hmm. from the hotel that we were staying at, because they were going to the clubs, too. So that was really cool, because we hung out with a bunch of people like after the mm-hmm. days. So it was good. I don't think he regrets it. But then after that, I was like, okay, babe, we can do whatever you want now.
Okay. See, that sounds like a perfect trip.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything. Because I feel like a lot of people kind of have this idea in their head that, like, well, I'm in a different country, I'm in a different town, I need to go do everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you forget to rest on your vacation.
Yeah, you forget to actually enjoy...
Doing nothing,
which is what he really wanted. I will say he's not an excursion person.
Mm-hmm.
Even, like, not necessarily going to the clubs, but, like, horseback riding or, like, you know, adventuring off and seeing the ocean or seeing they're famous for this big architecture thing. You know what I mean? Like, things like that. Like, he doesn't want to
be the tourist. He doesn't want to play tourist.
Exactly. And so if we go for my birthday at some point or something, we are doing all the mother effing excursions.
Right.
Because I'm fine being a tourist. Like, I want to ride a camel on the sand in the beach in the sunset in hot Mexico, because I can't do that at home.
Like I want to go swim with the dolphins.
Yeah, if there's, I'm trying to swim with some sharks. Like, and if he doesn't want to do it, that's fine. He can just chill on the beach and, like, just watch me or whatever, you know. But so I told him, like, hopefully, you know, if there is a next time and it'll be for me, mm-hmm. we'll do way more excursions.
See,
and probably still
awesome.
Go to the club. Let's get real.
Well, yeah. So it'd probably be two nights of clubs.
Yeah. Or maybe all of them.
What else have we done since the last recording? I think we talked about it was the day before Live Day.
Oh, yes.
It went off pretty nuts.
It was amazing.
In a good way, yes.
I felt like this year, I mean, I feel like every year it somehow gets better. And I feel like this year, it really did.
It didn't hurt that we won King Five's evening's Best Radio Station Award.
In Western Washington.
Yes.
That was so
Best
cool. I did
Washington.
Not know that was happening.
Neither did I.
And we had the people on from King Five evenings.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. They're here for a live day. Like, didn't put it together at
Same.
All. Didn't even click in my mind.
I thought the voting was still going on. I'm like, wait, when is the voting over? I feel
yeah.
like it's been on for a while.
I know.
I
like,
thought that
they,
too.
Who won? So they announced it live, which mm-hmm. was so dope. Like,
yeah.
And then confetti came. It was like a movie, kind
right?
of. Yeah. And then the live audience, and everyone was cheering. And
I love, like, there's video of, like, people standing up to cheer. And, like, even watching it from the stage, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. Even there's, like, a picture of Steve and BJ, like,
uh-huh.
holding the award. And it's such a cool picture, because
mm-hmm.
you can kind of see their face,
yeah.
but the confetti's falling and blocking it. Yeah. That was a dope day.
So it's weird to think that was 2 weeks ago.
I know.
It feel like time has gone by super fast and super slowly, because we are now in Christmas month.
It's December.
And because of certain things that are going on, we may or may not be able to podcast. So we're just going to say that this is the last podcast of the year. If you get another one, that's a bonus one. But
yeah, I mean,
this is probably the last for 2019.
Yeah, because if Steve has a little migsy, Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see what happens.
Crazy thing with pregnancy is they say you have a due date, but is that really your due date?
So we just got to be prepared for anything.
Yes.
So we may not get a chance to podcast. And let's be honest, if we're like during Christmas break, I want to stay home.
Yeah. I was like, do you want a podcast? Like, and she's like, no. I'm not trying to drive all the way in here.
Right. During my days off, there is one day I'm coming like for a Geek Nation podcast thing. Because I'm flying out to Philadelphia tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to be doing a lot of recording. It's for PAX Unplugged, which is like their board game edition of PAX.
And you're going with Geek Nation,
yes,
the podcast.
I'm going with BJ. And then if you listen to the Geek Nation podcast, I'm going with Josh from Omega Gamers and Sean from Thing 12 Games and like the whole crew.
Nice.
It's a lot of people. So last year I heard it was really stressful. This year we're taking a very, like, I didn't go last year. We're taking a very chill approach to everything.
Oh, you didn't go last year.
No, I heard it was a mess. But we're taking a very chill approach this year, and we're just gonna kind of do our thing.
Dude, it's gonna be cold
but
there.
We're not leaving the building.
Is it cold? Is it snowy though?
It was snowing yesterday or the day before yesterday.
Oh, that makes me so excited.
But it's gonna be like, I looked at the temperatures, it's gonna be like here, like 40s and 50s.
I don't know why, I just assumed there'd have like a foot of snow already.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
But
well,
no,
that's good.
It's gonna be cold, but we're gonna be staying mostly inside. Our hotel's really close to the convention center, so
just walk there.
We're leaving tomorrow morning, and we're coming back Monday. So
it's a long trip.
It is a long trip.
Hopefully, the snow is just on the trees, so they can take pretty pictures
right,
and look at it.
I've never been to Philly. I got a couple restaurants I want to check out. Everyone says get a cheesesteak, but BJ got one last year and was very disappointed.
I think you need to get one from like a place that's real legit, like that locals are like, this is the spot.
Not
to
the
get a
tourist spot, not, but
yeah,
the locals.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't, I know
do
everyone.
Do you even like Philly cheesesteak? They're so weird to me. Like, yes, as a vegetarian, but like, even just in general, because it's like cheesesteak with, I mean, steak with cheese sauce on it, right?
Yeah, and it's usually like the cheese in a can, which, by the way, you
cheese
wanna,
whiz.
Yeah, like, I want to talk smack about it. My cousin bought some when she was pregnant with Ritz crackers.
Yeah.
I'm just like, are you seriously eating cheese in a can? She's like, it's good. It's
try
like,
it.
She made me try one, and I ate a lot of them.
Yeah, it's like the jar of queso at the store.
Right.
My boyfriend's been obsessed with it, and you're like, that's gross. But then you eat it, and you're like, this is amazing.
Right.
It's probably so processed and so bad for me, but I like it.
Exactly. So it's I want to have like a really good cheese steak.
A real good experience with
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I don't want like the fake cheese. I know that's probably the tradition, but give me something a little tastier than that.
Yeah. Find a cute local boy and be like, hey, I really want to try a cheese steak. And he'll take you to one. Or he'll just take you to his apartment and kill you. But hopefully not.
Well, thanks for putting that in my head. I was thinking like it's going to be an awesome trip because for Vegas, I overpacked. I'm like, oh, well, it's going to be hot. And what if we go out and do something?
And
I want to dress nice.
In the hotel, the AC is hella cold.
Right. So in this situation, I asked all the girls that are going, I'm like, so what are you guys wearing? Are we planning on doing anything nice for a night so I can bring like one nice outfit?
Yeah.
They're like, no, everything's going to be super casual. So I am bringing my comfy shoes, all my leggings, and all my big hoodies. And I'm so excited.
Maybe just bring one cute top just in case you meet a guy and he wants to take you out or something.
Right.
So you're not like panicking. Just because that would make me feel better. Like if I was going to just in case if somehow BJ meets this big gaming man,
big
he wants to like take you guys all out. You're not like, well, I'm wearing my pajamas pretty much. So,
no, this is what I wear to work every day. It's not pajamas. Jeez.
It's just really comfortable.
I love it.
I do too.
So, yes, a lot of stuff's going to be going on. I may end up going, I don't know, you're still on the fence. We're not going together, but possibly going to like a Shiloh Inn thing, like go stay at the beach.
You're for sure going, maybe or maybe not with dude.
Yes, maybe, may not, but not. I haven't been able to hang out with him. Between sickness and all this other shenanigans, so we may or may not go. And also just depends on what's going on with my parents. Very long story short. So we're in the process of doing the adoption thing, and one of the things that we need to do is like an adoption home study.
Mm-hmm.
And what a home study is where, you know, certified person comes to your house and they look at everything. So they make sure you have
it.
Inspect it. So they make sure everything's safe, especially depending on the age of the kids. For him, like make sure
the outlets and all that, stuff.
That there is a fire extinguisher, and you know that there's a baby gate, and that there's like the little pads like on the shower so you don't slip.
Oh,
like
golly.
Everything. Like they check everything. And there's some, not the one we have apparently, but there are some that are super thorough, so thorough that they open up your drawers to see and make sure you don't have like just a gun. it's not in a safe, you know, stuff like that.
So if they do find something, do they just tell you about it and you can fix it? Or are they immediately like, this family is not safe?
No, I mean, unless they found like crack pipes.
Yeah.
I think they'll be like, oh, nope, you're just missing, you know, the thing for the tub. Go,
oh,
just go get
then
that.
That's fine.
That's fine. But it's still weird to have somebody come into your house and inspect everything with a fine tooth comb.
Well, yeah.
And I don't live with my parents anymore, but like, I feel like I need to help them.
Are they freaking out?
No, it, kind of. My mom, this is a busy month for her. She owns her own company, cleaning yeah. company. Everyone wants a clean house for Christmas. She's like, I don't have time to clean and make the house nice.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad still wants to paint the living room and do all these things. So I have a feeling that for the next couple weeks, I'm going to be over there just trying to get everything done so they don't stress.
Oh, well, you gotta do you, right. too. You got to have a good, relaxing vacation for Vicky as well. Yes, help your parents, of course, right. but, like, don't kill yourself.
Well, my dad has Thursdays and Fridays off, so I think those will be the days I help.
Yeah, yeah. And then see your new dude a different day.
Yeah, because he doesn't work Mondays, so.
Yes! So. Would you go to, like, okay, let's say you guys don't see each other, but somehow you have, like, a day or two that are match and you guys want to go on vacation. Would you go to a Shiloh Inn thing with him without seeing him again? Like, are you comfortable with that, or do you want at least to see him one more time before you commit?
No,
to?
I'm actually comfortable with it because, like, yeah. we've hung out and, like, it's just really.
He's not going to kill you.
No. If anything, I could probably kill him.
I'm not surprised.
I'm a ferocious bitch. but I do need to move on because we did get a message on Instagram and we did get a message on our voice texty thing. And we also did get a voicemail.
Ooh.
So we did get a message from Eric with the silent H. Says, hey, ladies, Eric, silent H here again, just listening to the latest podcast about unprofessional work behavior, and the story about the woman dyeing her hair and her boss not noticing struck a chord with me. So we were talking about, like, the most unprofessional things that people have done at work and mm-hmm. got away with.
And one girl dyed her hair at work.
She went in blonde and came out a brunette.
And the boss was like, something is interesting here.
It's different. I can't figure it out here. He says, when I lived in California, I took a 2-hour car ride to LA with a coworker to go to a hockey game with her brother. Normally, she was bleach blonde with maybe a flare of color. And we get all the way to the elevator in her brother's apartment building before I look at her and say, did you dye your hair red? So, yeah, we're really not that observant. Oh. Rock on and enjoy the holiday weekend. Oh, and congratulations on winning Best of Western Washington.
Woo! How? I don't understand. That, like, that part of my mind is just not shut off. Like, I think it's shut off to some dudes. That, like, I don't understand. Like, hair is such a big thing on, especially women. Because usually a lot of us have long, a lot of it.
Right.
So, I don't, do they just look and think, oh, she looks different today, huh?
I just figure, like, I'm picturing, you know, like when you wear the VR glasses and you look like you're in a different world and you look down and your body's different, you're a cartoon and
yeah.
stuff. That's kind of what I picture guys, like, if we were to have VR of guys, everything would look a lot more just simple.
Like, just like, oh.
More cartoony. It's like, you don't have different tones of blonde and some brown and some honey in your hair. It's blonde.
It's like face,
it's
body,
one color.
Cool.
Yeah, it's like each little block, it's different things.
It's probably true. I mean, like, I feel like if we asked Rev or, I don't know, someone we've been working with for a while, like, what color eyes we have, I really think he wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. He'd probably just have to think about it and be like, I don't know.
I can tell you, Rev's got blue eyes, BJ's got blue eyes, you got, like, bluish, greenish eyes, depending on what you're wearing.
Green.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Sometimes they look blue, Sarah.
Thank you.
Like, right now, they look green.
Oh.
But sometimes they do look blue.
Oh,
depending on what you're wearing.
I will take this compliment.
Yes. Steve's got brown.
Danny's got brown.
Danny's got brown, and I got brown.
Yeah. See, you know.
Yep.
Like, I don't see. It's just, you're probably right. They just look at you and, like, okay, she got an eye, she got lips, she got some hair, she right. got a body. Okay, cool. That's it.
Right. Actually, I have, like, red eyes. My eyes turn to, like, a really nice mahogany
like
red.
Hazily?
It's like a deep red. To the point where I had this old guy when I worked at a restaurant come up and say, he's like, so my kids are really into that Twilight thing. And I saw the movies with them, and you have, like, the vampire eyes.
Girl, when those are, like, really red, you need to take a picture of that.
Yeah,
and then post it and say no filter and say these right. are really my eyes.
Yeah.
Because that's crazy.
Yeah, they do turn, like, that deep brownish red. It's crazy.
That's dope. And you have huge eyes, too. So
it's like, boom.
Shabam.
Did you have the Instagram message by chance, or should we do the voicemail first?
You know what? I'm so prepared that I do have the message.
Actually, we got a bunch of voicemails, but they're all from people trying to get why our records indicate that you need to update your plan. Please press zero.
That's embarrassing. This is from Dadbod4 on the Insta. Hey, ladies. Yes, Sarah, you're a jerk, but not in the douchey way.
And this
This is referring to last time when I was explaining my whole my birthday's a big deal thing, and my friend didn't know if she'd make it to my birthday because she might be going to down to California to celebrate the life of an aunt that she never met with her new biological family she just met last year. Whew. Well, try to wrap your head around that one, people.
Right. And we'll talk about what ended up happening with that after the message.
So he says, yes, Sarah, you're a jerk, but not in a douchey way. You are you. I am me. So on. Obviously, your friends know how big your birthday is, so her decision couldn't be easy. Just support her, and if she chooses family, then make a day with her. Vicky, awesome cake. Did you also make a smash cake for him? According to the baby. If that's a one-year-old must.
If you follow me on Instagram, which is just VickyB999 on Instagram.
On the IG.
And it's Vicky with a Y. I made Prince Migs for his birthday a couple weeks ago a dinosaur-themed cake.
Yes.
Like multiple layers, levels, and I made it looked like a river.
It took a lot of time.
Actually, not really.
Really?
Probably all in all, not counting the baking.
Yeah.
Probably like an hour and a half.
Not including the baking?
No.
That's a long time, girl. Oh.
Well, that was also me mixing everything, and I also made the mistake of putting the frosting. I didn't make the frosting. I didn't make it by hand. I used store-bought.
Did you use like a cake mix, or did you store?
I did a cake mix, but I added, the trick is add, instead of oil, add butter, but then you double the amount of butter.
Jesus Christ.
And then you add an extra egg, and then instead of water, you use milk.
Okay, so that's a totally different recipe than the back of the book. But I think the back of the box is bomb. Like, I love store-bought cake.
It just makes it, I think, a little bit more moist.
Moist.
And if you want more of an airy cake, you sift it.
Oh, yeah.
So I did a little extra with those.
A little extra zhuzh. Did he love it? Did he smash his face into it?
So I had extra batter, and I made cupcakes. So I gave him a little cupcake. And he, like, started playing with the frosting and, like licked it, and he was like, what the hell is this? Because we try not to give him too much sugar.
Yeah, dude, he probably went crazy.
A little bit. And so then he grabbed it. Like, he does whatever, with everything he grabs, he likes to throw it, including his food. He'll throw his food on the floor, and then he'll go back and eat it. And it's like, kid, why?
That was me back in the day. Still now a little bit.
But, like, he'll play with his toy, he'll look at it, and he'll just throw it. He just loves hearing the sound things make.
Yeah.
So he just threw it, and that was that, but he made a huge mess.
All over his face, too, was the frosting.
And it's more like on his body, but he did have some on his face, so it was really cute.
Aww.
It was a good birthday for him.
Good.
I got a lot of presents, lots of clothes, a lot of flannel.
Flannels are in. Flannels are always in. What do I always wear?
Right. No, but I love it because he has like a blue one, a green, like just on his birthday that was given to him, not the ones he already had. He got a red one, a yellow one, a blue one, and a green one.
Dude, flannels never go, especially in Seattle.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah. It's perfect for right now, but it was a good birthday. But going back to the situation with your friend,
yes.
Is she going to be there for your birthday? Because I won't get to be there this weekend
because
I'm going to be in Philadelphia. Blame your dad.
I do.
Okay, good. Don't blame me.
Yeah, my birthday is this weekend and she's coming. And it's surprising because I was talking to one of my other friends about it and I was kind of venting to her how I actually felt, you know, and just kind of working through it and talking through it. And so, you know, she was like, well, I hope either way she lets you know. And it had been over a week because my friend said she'd take a week to decide. And I didn't hear anything. So I just kind of assumed the worst. And I was like, she probably just doesn't want to tell me. And I was like, I don't want to have to ask her. Like, I'll just, you know, go with the flow and be chill, like how I never am.
Right.
But I was trying. And my friend was like, yeah, I feel like she'll tell you, though, if she can make it. You know, she'll be like, hey, I decided I'm going to come. Woohoo. And I was like, yeah, like that's what I would do. No, I just wake up and she says going on the event. And then I reached out to her and was like, oh, I see you're going. Like, that makes me so happy. But I thought that was weird.
Yeah.
Was that kind of weird? Or am I just overthinking it? Like, if you were like, Sarah, I don't know if I can come to your birthday or not. Like, I may do this thing, but like, I'll let you know. Didn't let me know at all, good or bad.
Like, I'm wondering what's going on in her world.
And then just posted going.
I mean, I think that is a little weird because I feel like I'd be like, hey, see you there. But I would send, even if it's a quick message.
Or especially if you knew, like, you know, birthdays and like how like I would have loved to know if you're going to come. And I think that's amazing.
At least post it in the event. Been like, hey, I can come after all.
Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah, it was very weird.
Unless she's like, I'm thinking, like, I'm trying to figure out why anybody would do that. Like, in a situation like this, like maybe she got bad news with the whole thing and didn't really want to talk about it. Like maybe something with the family. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, there could be a lot of layers to it. But like even for me, like if someone was like, oh, I decided like I'm not going to go down, like I could come to your birthday. Woohoo. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be like,
unless she thinks you would still be mad at her for even considering not going.
But I was like super nice about it. Right. I don't know if you remember. Like I was super nice when she even told me. I was like, oh, that's really nice. They invite you. Let me know what you decide. Like I wasn't even like Matt, quote unquote, mad about it, you know. To her anyway.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, it was super weird. So
at least she's going.
Yeah, so I just reached out to her and was like, oh yeah, you know, and she like loved it or whatever. But yeah, it's strange. And we've kind of been strange since. So it's very weird.
Maybe you should. Well, I was going to say it's kind of soon, but I'm like, hey, go get lunch or coffee with her.
Oh, I've tried to hang out with her. Yeah.
No.
I mean, not really. It's been interesting. I'll keep you guys posted about that next year, you know.
But speaking of your birthday, we do have somebody that wants to say happy early birthday.
What's up, ladies of the broadcast? This is Stevie. Want to wish my fellow Sagittarius girl, Sarah, a very early happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I don't know what your guys' schedule is the next couple of weeks, so I'm wishing you a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, Happy Martin Luther King, Valentine's Day, whenever you guys get back on.
St. Patrick's Day.
Talk to you ladies later.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. Just never coming back. Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Stevie, for listening and being one of our loyal listeners.
Sagittarius rock. We're the best.
I don't actually really know what like the Sagittarius thing is.
I don't really either, except I do know we're stubborn. I do know... will tell you the truth whether it crushes your soul or not. And I do know we think that we can do everything better than everyone else.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So we're kind of a-holes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I literally Googled it and it says, we'll like tell you the truth whether it crushes your soul or not. And I was like, damn, that is quite the statement.
It is very accurate. Because Virgos are supposed to be perfectionists, like very, like a little bit of... It's like some of the stuff I identify with, but some of it, you're supposed to be very vain, but you demand perfection, but you're also like really nice. I don't know.
Vain is like full of yourself, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, damn. You're definitely a Virgo. I'm just kidding. I don't really believe in it, but then sometimes things are like really true that I'm like, maybe I do. And I was
The sixth sense of the zodiac sign and the earth sign Virgo are complex creatures of nature that desire to love and be loved.
Who doesn't desire that, though? Right.
Like, some people are like, whatever.
Oh, that's true. Actually, that's very true, and I don't understand them.
Virgos are known for their nurturing and rule-abiding behavior.
True.
I don't follow all the rules. My brother, we were talking about that yesterday.
I feel like you do now. Maybe not in your younger years, but you do now.
Maybe.
You don't get in trouble at all.
Well, because I don't get caught. Jesus.
Okay.
Don't freaking get my...
Vicky pretends to be a badass. Actually, I'm not a rule breaker at all. Like, I will be the first to admit
you're
I'm a
very
little
black
bitch.
And white.
Unless I think the rule is like the stupidest thing ever, then I will break that rule like no other and just never get caught.
Oh, yeah. Virgo people tend to be very conscious of details. They are drawn to being of service to others and are concerned with the health and well-being. They are likely to be neat and orderly, like not my room right now, at least in some area of their life, although they may exhibit the opposite tendency in cases where they have not yet found their guiding principle of organization. Notes.
Okay. I feel like if you didn't have ADD, that would fully describe you.
Yeah.
Because you're the nurturing and this and that, and you're really organized, but... not at all at the same time.
Sagittarius is an optimistic sign associated with expansion, idealism, religion, and philosophy. Yeah. So even though you're not religious, like you're very much in the sense of like...
this is what I believe.
Like this is what I believe. This is my philosophy. This is how it is. And this is what I believe in.
True dat.
They are direct and forthright, good-natured and affirmative in their outlook. And they tend to speak with a blunt tongue, which can get them into trouble at times. Sagittarius display honesty, humor, and strong moral nature.
Dude, that's me!
That is all you.
I'm so funny! Just kidding, I don't know about that.
You're such an a-hole is what it is.
Yeah, I'm a blunt, blunt a-hole, but sometimes I can be funny. That's why people keep me around.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Is that not right?
But I was going to, since it is kind of like the Christmas last episode, Dilly.
Oh, 29. You guys, 2020. Can we talk about that for a second? Like, usually New Year's is so lame and I don't have plans and it's last minute. And I'm kind of like that this year. I don't really have plans. But like, I want plans just because we're freaking going into a new decade. Honestly, are you not cool? You don't think that's cool?
I think it's cool, but I want plans.
And it's 2020.
I want plans to be like, meet some of my friends. Like, let's just hang out and have like a chill party, like at someone's house.
Like an actual party?
No, more
or like just hang out in your pajamas and watch TV.
No, actually, I would like to dress up. But then like watch TV and play games and eat some snacks.
But like look cute.
But look cute.
And like have people over, not just like either two friends.
Either over at my house or at their house.
Wow, where was my invitation?
Well, I haven't even planned anything. I was thinking of like making my friend do it at her house.
No, but you got a new house.
I could.
You haven't even had, well, oh yeah, you did that one time. But I wasn't there, so have another one.
Have another party. Okay, I'll think about it. That'd be cool.
Fancy.
I don't think there's fireworks allowed in my neighborhood or in my area.
That's not surprising. Your houses are really close together.
Well, it's like that Marysville to Lalep area. Or no, Marysville area. I don't think you're supposed to, so.
Oh, at all?
Mm-hmm.
But just watch them on TV.
Yeah,
the Space Needle.
It's like, and then when midday hits, I'm like, okay, everyone, get out of the house. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, you're like, okay, it's 12:01. Bye.
But I did want to read one kind of story relating to Christmas before we do get out of here.
Okay.
It's one of those "Am I the a-hole" stories.
Mm.
So, and I feel like this is tricky because I'm curious what you're going to think. I feel like if this was you as a kid, if you were one of these kids, you would not be okay with this.
Okay.
All right. So am I an a-hole for re-gifting my kids their own tablets for Christmas? So the story is, my kids are 6 and 7. Each had an iPad mini. Over the summer, they were having a rough time, constantly fighting with each other and just being brats in general. I lost it one day and took their iPads away, saying they were being sold, that they'd never be seen again. Tears were shed, the iPads were cleaned up and put back in the original boxes, accessories packed away, ready for sale, but I couldn't do it. They went into a box in the closet. Summer passed, fall passed, and the kids have been great, and they have earned them back.
Mm.
Christmas is coming. Money is super tight this year. So am I the a-hole for wanting to clear the iPads with factory reset, buy a couple new cases as a distraction, and re-gift them their old iPads as new ones? They're 6 and 7 years old.
I wonder if they'd even notice.
Right?
You think like, they would notice that it was theirs? Like,
I mean,
before?
She said she'd get them new cases and stuff.
Yeah, try to distract them and
right.
Just like,
hey,
put some
makes it new.
Some tape on the actual package to make it look like it's never been open.
Something.
I think it's a great idea.
Oh, like if your parents did this to you.
Well, see, that's where, see, since I'm closer to an adult than I am a child, I'm thinking as the adult right now, and I'm thinking if I was the parent. It's brilliant, especially if you're tight on cash, because that is an expensive item, and anyone who gets that at Christmas is lucky. And they haven't had it in months.
Yeah.
So in a way, it's kind of like giving them something that they haven't had that they used to love, so you know they love it. I mean, is it a cheap-ass move? For sure. Are you hoping they probably don't realize? But yeah, I would do that as a parent if I was tight on cash. And I mean, I wonder if they've been missing it, you know? Like, I miss my iPad. Like, I want another one. Then yeah, totally do it. As a child, however, if I knew.
If you found out.
If I found out, that would probably make me upset.
Yeah.
That would be like, you were gifting. You didn't really care about me. You didn't want to shop for me. You didn't, you know? And as a child, I probably wouldn't understand the whole money thing.
Right.
You know, you don't really talk to your 6 and 7 year old about money being tight, and you don't really fully understand it.
I kind of got it when I was a kid because we didn't have a whole lot of money, and I could feel it and I could sense it. Like when we wanted something, we couldn't get it. Like we didn't have, like when I was little, there was a time where we really had no money. And I realized it when we were trying to do a homework assignment and I had one crayon that my mom found.
Oh.
Like we didn't have crayons, like we didn't have like what we
needed.
I mean, we still had a bunch of stuff, but it was from years
other
prior
people,
other people. Like one Christmas, I think my parents were so broke that I think it was like a part of an organization that gives kids to like gives kind of like coats for kids. They get kids that don't have a whole lot of money or no income and stuff and get them presents. And so I think that year we got presents because we woke up and we had presents on our doorstep.
Oh,
so like,
I don't think my family was ever like, but I don't even really know. Mm-hmm. But I know like my dad didn't become successful until we moved here. Mm-hmm. And I didn't move here till I was like 8-ish, 8-9. So, yeah, I feel like a
6 or 7 year old wouldn't figure it out.
Plus they're 6 or 7. Like,
they don't need an iPad.
They don't need an iPad. So I think it's generous of them to have not sold it, especially if you are tight on cash, but you just couldn't do it. And if you just gift them again, you know. Yeah, I think it's fine. But get some good new cases. So.
Yes. And this is what some of the people are saying. They said that not an a-hole. The children are 6 and 7 and they'll be ecstatic to have their tablets back. Mm-hmm. You could leave a note from Santa if you celebrate that way, explaining why their good behavior has earned their toys back.
Mm.
I feel like an explanation in some way is necessary here, especially because they earned it.
That's a good idea, actually.
You could also say, like, I think it's really important to express that they're getting these gifts, this nice gift, not because it's Christmas, but it's because they also had displayed good behavior.
So, yeah, you could be like, you were on the naughty list, and then you guys went to the nice list, so here's your crap back. You're lucky you didn't get coal.
Right. Exactly. Something like that. Someone's like, but couldn't you just give them back for Christmas, specify that they're getting them back because you're proud of them for being good, and then spend the money you were going to spend on new cases on a small extra gift? So that's another option.
Oh.
It's like, tell them that you are giving them back.
Because I was going to say, I feel like they should get something else, too.
Right.
There is that little thought about each of them, whether it's like a new scarf or like, I don't know, whatever kids play with nowadays, a doll.
And someone actually messaged, like, is 15 years old, who posted on this thread. It says, although I'm only 15, I would say that is fair. They lost their iPad for a reason, so giving it back, cleaned and with some accessories for Christmas, wouldn't be a dumb thing. I think it would also teach them a lesson or something. Again, I'm just 15, so you should probably listen to someone else who is an actual adult.
No, I think it's good that we get the kids' perspective of it, too.
Yeah, that's a very smart move as well. But some of the other things I was reading recently on Facebook that's been kind of spread around is somebody asking, please do not tell your kids if you buy them an iPad or you buy them a laptop or something fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say it's from Santa.
Oh.
The reason being is when they go to school, say it's from mom and dad.
Yeah.
So that way when they go to school, they can't say, Santa brought me an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And the other kid's like, well, Santa brought me, you know, dollar store toys because they're broke. It's like,
that's so awkward.
And
but the flip side is, if you believe in Santa and you really have that strict ruling in your household, mom and dad can get you whatever no matter your behavior.
Right.
This whole thing is, wow, Santa brought you an iPad because you've been so good this year.
Right. But this is just like a separate side thing.
But I can see it like. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a smarter idea. It's like, look, Santa Claus isn't the guy that makes iPads, like, he makes toys. Like, so I think Santa Claus should be, like, the small toys.
But, like, if my kid was being an a-hole, like, I wouldn't want to give, like, or, like, if he was really good, I would want him, Santa, quote-unquote, to be the one to have that gift, you know? Because Santa's watching out if you're good or bad. It's not the parents.
But, I mean, if you're being an a-hole, like, I wouldn't want Santa to bring him.
Yeah, but I sure as hell wouldn't want to give, like, either way.
But then he'll think that he can get away with it year-round.
Because
he's not getting any coal.
If he's been so good, then Santa should reward him for his.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's tricky, like, weird.
And I think I think it also depends on what people think of a small gift. Some people think it's like a dollar store, like a dollar store toy or a chocolate bar. No, I'm thinking, like, you know, if you normally the big gift you get a kid is $50,
mm-hmm.
maybe like a $10 gift, like a $10 Lego set or $15 Lego set or whatever. Something on that scale being from Santa.
See, I think. Kids and everyone's so sensitive. So, I mean, hey, sorry if your Santa brought you this, but Santa brought my kid. You know, like, like if I have kids right now and I can afford them an iPad and I want them to believe in this whole Santa thing, I would totally say it's from Santa.
See, I think for me, like, the whole Santa thing is just to play along. It's not so much like, they need to believe in Santa. Like, we took, you know, foster baby Migs to see Santa. He did not like Santa. Just saying that. he cried. And, like, it's a fun thing to play around with and everything, but it's not the main reason.
My boyfriend and I are now we're still not in agreement if we have kids what we're going to do. Because he loves the thought of Santa. He loves that whole thing.
Uh-huh.
When I found out Santa wasn't real, I freaked out and thought it was complete bullcrap that you would lie to your kids for this long. And I'm Sagittarius, so I still believe that. So I want to tell them straight up, but he doesn't at all. So it's going to be interesting because I get the whole fantasy. It's really fun, you know, and I get I do get, probably being as a parent, just the entire year being like, you're being naughty, you're going to get cold, you better, Santa's watching you,
right.
Having that whole trick on it, but I don't like lying.
It's just like that nice, like...
It's a lie.
It's a lie. But like, I remember like the excitement.
Yeah, that's what...
But I didn't get mad when I found out. I figured it out. Like, and I wasn't upset, and like nobody told me. It was, we went shopping. My mom said she was buying stuff for my cousins. And then when I opened them on Christmas Day, I'm like, oh, mom got them for me. Okay.
Oh.
Whatever.
Yeah, see, I think I'm just like, I found out because I think my brother was saying something. And I asked my mom. I was like, Mom, Joey's saying this. It's not true, right? You would never lie to me. And then she just looked at me and I was like, oh, you bitch. So, I don't know.
Use that word too in your...
Hell yeah, okay. I did. I've been calling my parents a bitch forever.
Jesus.
I was 9. Whatever. But yeah, it'll be interesting.
I am curious to hear what you guys have to say. Send us the messages anyways, because I love reading them.
And yeah.
I'll send them to Sarah, even if we're not on. So if we're not on, if this is the last episode, which we think it is.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays. Whatever you celebrate.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy New Year.
Happy Yule log. Was that the thing?
Sure.
Why not? The pagan part of the holiday.
Happy all Sagittarius birthdays and Capricorn birthdays.
And we'll see you guys probably next year.
Bye.
Bye.